Professor Michael Metz, welcome to Microscopio.
Well, thank you for having me.
In this interview, we want to talk about the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Congress that will be held in Durban 2017, South Africa. Could you please tell us about this Congress?
The Congress will be on the weekend before the big IFCC World Lab Medicine. It'll be held from Friday evening, the 20th of October, until Sunday afternoon, the 22nd of October.
This Congress is held before the IFCC World Lab Congress 2017, both in Durban City in South Africa.
Yes, it is. It's just before the Congress. And we've adjusted the timetable so that one can finish attending the ICPLM and then go directly on to the opening ceremony for the World Lab Conference.
What are the main topics of the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Congress?
This is a wonderful conference. We actually have a plenary the Friday evening, which is a general discussion of pediatric laboratory medicine, particularly in regard to Africa. Then the Congress itself has a morning and afternoon sessions, and there are three concurrent symposia in the morning. So there'll be a discussion of reference intervals, essential for any pediatric meeting, a discussion of neonates and newborn screening. Then there'll be a discussion of mixed generation sequencing and its application in children's disorders. Additionally, we'll have a discussion of point of care testing, particularly with applications to children. We do have a panel discussion of critical values on the first day. These are actually very enjoyable times because critical values, of course, are very important, but most people deal with critical values with adults. Looking at critical values as they apply to children is really a relatively new topic, and it's something that we're particularly doing a good deal with. The other topics will be endocrinology, of course. There will be a wonderful symposium on nutrition and immunology and the role of the microbiome. And because this is a pediatric laboratory medicine meeting, there'll be a discussion of peculiar problems in regard to managing children. Topics such as specimen collection, what sort of things are necessary, and then a discussion of how you can deal with children's specimens in a general laboratory. We'll also have a discussion of bone metabolism and, of course, a presentation of the oral posters. And that's a long answer, but this is for a very short meeting. There's a wonderful array of things to learn about.
It sounds very interesting. And who can attend this Congress?
Oh, anyone. One of the real beauties of this conference is that it focuses on children's medicine. I'm sure you and Contra are going to international meetings, difficulty with languages. My principal interest is children's medicine. When I go to general chemistry meetings, I want to speak children's chemistry. And everybody else speaks adult chemistry. The beauty of this is that most of the people here will be fluent in children's chemistry, so you can talk to not only the speakers, but many of the attendees who will be expert. Now, having said that, the general chemists that I've dealt with that have gone to the meeting have come back really with a greater enjoyment than the pediatric chemists, because it's an opportunity for them to learn and so much more. And again, you know, even if one works in a general laboratory, virtually everyone does some pediatric laboratory medicine. So who can come? Anybody. Bring your dog. And I guess I could be a little more specific. You know, I could be a little more specific. And this is really, you know, we if you look at the attendees from the past, there'll be pathologists, medically qualified pathologists. There'll be scientists, junior scientists, as well as senior scientists. And in addition, the medically trained non-laboratory staff commonly attend, and of course, trainees in any of the disciplines. So this really is a very welcoming meeting. As an aside, it's not a huge meeting either. So it's the sort of meeting where you can easily meet the attendees and strike up new relationships, friendships, and it's a very welcoming meeting. Okay.
What is the venue of the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Congress?
Well, the venue is the Elangani Hotel in Durban. I'm have never been there. I've never been to Durban. But the South African planners, Tahir Pillay and Magdalena Terzianica, have both spoken very, very highly of this place as a wonderful venue. And they say one of the drawbacks might be pulling people off the beach.
Yes, Professor Pillay told us about that in a previous interview. The IFSC World Lab Congress will be held at the International Convention Center in Durban. These two very important congresses are going to be in Durban in South Africa.
Oh, absolutely. This is very much designed for that.
When do people have to enroll?
No, you can register. Of course, you can register on site at the day of the meeting. We do have early bird registration where there's a discount on the standard registration before the 31st of July of 2017. But you certainly can, you can rock up on the day. We'd be very happy to have you come in. Abstracts, we will ask for abstracts for poster presentations. The deadline for that is the 15th of June in 2017.
And where can we find more information about the Congress?
On the website. The website is www.icplm2017.org. You can also find links to it through the Task Force on Pediatric Laboratory Medicine, which is a task force of the IFCC, through the IFCC websites.
Would you like to make any final comment?
Yes, this is really a special conference. It's really the only one of its kind. I've been practicing medicine for a long time. I hate to say how many years. I've been doing children's chemistry for 15 years. I've looked very hard for ways to learn about children's chemistry. And frankly, it's a little bit difficult. You go to the adult chemistry meetings or you go to pediatric physician meetings, and there will be a little bit of children's chemistry, children's laboratory medicine. The other aspect, too, is you talk to someone who doesn't do pediatric laboratory medicine, and they start saying inborn errors of metabolism and maple syrup urine disease and lysosomal storage disorders. And that's certainly part of pediatric laboratory medicine, but it's, I'll tell you, I do hundreds of sodiums every month, and I might do a handful of lysosomal enzymes. The bulk of pediatric laboratory medicine is really the routine stuff that we do every day. And, you know, if you go to the inborn error of metabolism meetings, well, that's wonderful for discussing mitochondrial diseases. There's very little discussion of how you measure ammonium and what the artifacts are. So this is a really special meeting in that it really deals with routine, day-to-day pediatric laboratory medicine that anybody that has anything to do with kids deals with all the time. The other real beauty of this is a huge meeting in that people attend from all over the world. I don't know the numbers of how many countries were represented in the last meeting in Istanbul, but it's widely attended by people from all over the world. And having said that, it's not a big meeting. So I have, over the course of my time attending this meeting, I have colleagues in pediatric laboratory medicine around the world. And when I have difficulty, I can email them. And these relationships have all been developed at this conference. I'm carrying on, but this is, I can't describe how wonderful this conference is for people that are just trying to look after kids.
Thank you very much. It will be an excellent Congress, and we are looking forward to it.
Well, I'd love to see some people from Colombia. I always struggle with the Colombia. We'd love to see a bigger Latin American presence in the conference. So I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I'd be happy to meet and greet anybody there.
We're going to do our best to spread this information. Thank you very much for this interview.
Great.